Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Sound Off Options Directions for Truth show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. We have an incredibly full class today about the environmental things that are around you that is causing your brain to soak up things it shouldn't and cause dementia. So if you've got people around you who have dementia, if you forget things as you walk from place to place, you think something might be wrong with your brain, you think you have Lewy proteins, if you're on statins, and that is a big one, statin drugs seem to be causing a lot of dementia. So we're going to be talking about that. We are coming to you sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health on Blog Talk Radio. Richard is over there in California running the studio board. I'm here in Ohio at WebEx. So if you're listening on Blog Talk and you want to watch the show, because we're going to be doing some demonstrations, go to soundhealthoptions.com and go to the radio tab to Directions for Truth. We are going to be talking about Alzheimer's. Did we run Alzheimer's on you or Lewy proteins on you, Richard?
I forget.
Richard? We ran a lot of them. Did we run statins or cholesterol? We ran cholesterol on you, didn't we?
We ran cholesterol, yes, but I don't think, I literally actually don't remember. I'm not being facetious. I just don't recall if we've done, I don't think so.
Well, if you have, go ahead.
No, that was just, I have to think about that.
If you have questions, we have a chat going on over at Blog Talk and one at soundhealthoptions.com, that radio tab. I would like for all of you who have joined us for the show tonight to let us know how you found out about the show, because we think there might be a problem with our PR. So if you could just put that in the chat, that would be great. We are coming to you from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, and we have two exciting things to tell you. One, for all of the people who are bioacoustic practitioners, we are going to be doing a free fibro campaign class on Saturday. So if you're a bioacoustic technician or a BARA and you want to join us to the class to help us collect data, please get in touch with our office. The phone number 740-698-9119, and we'll sign you up for that free class. We've also been doing information about lipedema, and this is like lymphedema, where your hands and feet swell and you don't use fluids in the body well. But this is about the fat that is circulating in the body. And I thought I'd pass on one of the things I just found out about lipoedema. Lipo meaning fat, edema meaning you can't get rid of it. If you will feel the fat that is on the inside of your leg, if you have any, and if there's little pea-sized painful places, that means that the lymph and the fat is not moving well, and you may very well have lipoedema. And if you do, we request that you send us a vocal print, and there's information on our site under the Sound Health Options site under clinical services to send us your lipoedema. So files so that we can include them. And if you've been diagnosed with lymphedema, you know, by all means, let us know. Send us pictures, too. One of the things that happens with this particular disease is the fat comes into the body, but it can't get back out. And particularly it lays down in the buttocks and the hips and the thighs. So you see a lot of oversized people on the bottom part of their body where they're still kind of small on the top of their body. So we would like you to join us in helping gather information like that. Do you have announcements, Richard?
I have a couple announcements, and I'll be brief about them. I will remind everybody, because this is going to be one of those shows, I know once Sherry starts running the charts and talking about things, that you probably want to go back and listen to a replay immediately or as soon as possible, and that the Blog Talk Radio side, about 15 minutes after I end the show, you'll be able to go to soundhealthoptions.com, then click on the radio tab, and then you can click on the Blog Talk Archives tab, and there's a player there that will have the last five shows, and this show will be there about, I'm guessing, about 15 minutes after this show ends on this side, and then usually Sherry will have the video up in Vimeo sometimes by this evening, usually by morning. Because this is one of those where it's really going to be handy to look at this work being done over on the portal. So there's
and we've
those.
Added something. Yeah, we've added
yeah.
something to that, that you can go down to the bottom below the, what do you call this, the thing you listen with? And there are other shows there that they're trying to keep about 10 or so with a big report and then a smaller log underneath it. So you can go back and listen to the shows and read about them there on the site, too. Rachel just added that at
oh, cool.
Richard Dreamquest, and I think that is a good idea. Okay,
okay,
go ahead.
So my first, I'll try and be short about these. This first one is kind of a follow-up rant I had about, not exactly rant, but talking about Trump, this whole thing he keeps pushing with the, you know, I'm going to bring back jobs to coal mining. And as I read more about it, really it's more a spin because the coal industry represents kind of something in America, a kind of industry, a kind of hardworking industry. And so it's emblematic of something. But really his ranting about this is really amazing when you start to look at the charts and you look at really the coal industry as of 2014 was employing 76,000 people nationwide. 76,000 people. Walmart employs 2.6 million people. Car washes in America employ 150,000 people. I'm not being mean at all or saying bad things about the coal industry. Well, I mean, setting aside its amazing ability to pollute and, you know, be the deleterious to air quality. But in terms of this spin thing he has, like, I'm bringing back jobs to America. There are 76,000 jobs today in the coal industry. So, you know, it's more spin than it is, you know, he just grabbed on something like a dog and decided to chew on that. And it's just another part of his, you know, it's not fake news, it's just spun. So there's that. Now this one I'll be shorter on because it's more complicated, but it is something that is really, I've been trying to swing back and forth, something kind of dark and then something happy, but this one was too gnarly for me to set aside, that the administration says that net neutrality is Trump's next target. Now, Trump appointed Ajit Pai, who is a former lawyer for Verizon. So let's think about that. The guy that's in charge of the net was a former employee, a former lawyer for Verizon, one of the four main cellular carriers. So there's that. And Ajit Pai says that he or has indicated that he plans to either roll back or decline to enforce many consumer protection regulations created during the Obama administration, including those regarding net neutrality. So Ajit Pai is saying that he wants to have it be kind of a free-for-all, like there are no protections, so that if you get, I don't know exactly the complete effect of that in terms of protections to us. I think it's part of the same sort of theory of the EPA. We won't have any legal team in the EPA, so oops, that happened. Now I think they're trying to do the same thing with the net. And one of the possible effects of this means that should a carrier, like on the West Coast, we have Comcast or Xfinity, which is a massive internet supplier, also a TV network supplier, that if they so choose to say, oh, if you're going to use our service for this kind of feed, data feed, we can charge you more for that now. The idea of net neutrality is that the net itself is a neutral, you know, data is neutral. We pay for our service to get a connection to the internet and have, you know, as many cable channels as we want or whatever we want to have access to. Now, what they're saying is they're going to take away net neutrality so that if they choose to say, oh, you want to watch streaming video, we can charge you more for that now. So they're taking away any kind of protections, not unlike what they're doing with the EPA. You know, industry is king, cash flow is the god, and now they're giving net neutrality the same kick in the pants of like, okay, buyer beware. I don't have a happy face spin on that, I'm sorry.
I wish I had more knowledge about this, but I am so fed up with politics, I just don't listen to any of it anymore, or try not to. You know, some of it comes up in my face, but and we followed that all through and gave people information throughout the campaign, and it just got tiring, boring. I can't think of more words to it.
Well, and that is actually an interesting thing that you would say it became boring, because there are people that are looking at it more from a sociological point of view, saying that that is kind of the technique they're using, is that there's been so much conversation, so much this, so much this, so much this, endless, 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 that at some point we get fatigue and we start turning off. And I'm not particularly wanting to be a political person, but when you start removing safeguards on the planet, I'm going to get on a soapbox. And net neutrality is in that same venue. I mean, it's really appalling.
I'll go back and listen. But I'm going to say some negative things too here. This announcement came to us by Sherry Tenpenny. The school says they don't have to tell you. Every parent needs to read and share this. An Oklahoma mother wants answers today for her teenage daughter was injected with a birth control chip on a field trip, and they didn't tell the parents. Now, remember what Ellie Russ said on Sunday, that in some of these vaccinations and things, glyphosate is in there, and they've proven that? Okay, the other announcement. Monsanto Uncover funding has led to an attack on our organic food. Monsanto didn't want anybody to know that it paid for a big study to show that organic is just false and misleading. You know, how dumb do they think we are? Here, eat this potato I created out of sawdust, or eat this potato that I grew in the ground. That's kind of the way they're dealing with it.
Yeah.
Then we look at this idea about spin, as you were talking about. And one of the things they say about glyphosate, and we're going to talk about that this evening in terms of dementia, they say about glyphosate kills plants because it goes into some kind of system that plants have but humans don't. So all this stuff is malarkey about any kind of Roundup causing any kind of problem with people. But what they do forget to tell you is that while animals and humans, that they claim this isn't hurting, do not have this glycosate pathway, the bacterial stuff in our guts and stomach does have the pathway, and they just conveniently leave that out. So there is also an issue with glyphosate mirrors the structure of glycine, the smallest of 20 amino acids commonly found in protein. Consequently, the body can be fooled into receiving glyphosate as a substitute for glycine. Pretending to be an amino acid glycine, glyphosate can cross the brain barrier and start interfering with brain chemistry. It can misfold proteins, which causes dementia, and cause them to behave unnaturally and perform unintended tasks with potential negative effects. Now, we've had Stephanie Seneff one that says that glyphosate crosses the stomach barrier. That's causing a lot of allergies because a lot of the fluids from the gut is bleeding into the, cavity of your stomach, and then your body attacks it and you become allergic to that. And she's just come out with the idea that glyphosate crosses the brain barrier, and there's the substantiation for it. And as it does, those toxins get into the brain, and the brain tries to protect itself, and so it makes a little cocoon around the toxin, and that's what they're calling these plaques, these amyloid plaques that are causing dementia. And dementia comes with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Lewy protein disease, allergies, many different ways that the brain highways can get clogged up so information doesn't get where it ought to go. So you forget a lot of things, your children, where you live, how to get home, and it's becoming an absolute epidemic. We did some studies, as some of you will remember, with Robin Williams when he had, I said he had Lewy protein disease, and this, no, he's just depressed, and that's why he killed himself. Well, as it turned out, he did have Lewy protein disease, and we found these spikes that you're looking at here. This is a vocal print that we take here at the Institute. This is what we study. We put a microphone in front of your face and begin to look at, do you have these Lewy proteins? And a lot of times it will come from genetics. And a lot of people don't want to know if they have these Lewy proteins. But that's what we're going to test this evening, to see if there is dementia in your future that you can turn around. Because zinc, copper, choline, a lot of different things can help you turn this around. We announced this on national radio, and they just kind of poo-pooed the idea. But the next day, his wife announced that, yes, he did have Parkinson's and Parkinson's dementia. And then the autopsy proved it. One of the other things that we did very recently by request is Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, who is the leader in the Senate, I believe, against Trump for any and everything. Sometimes seems very unreasonable what she brings up. She recently announced that she didn't think that she could work with the new President Bush. You know, she just makes statements like that all the time. So they asked me to look into her vocal print for dementia. And we looked at cholesterol, liver, traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, nerve degeneration, hormones, Krebs cycle, recreational drugs, and bulimia. Now, I didn't bring up recreational drugs and bulimia. The computer did. I was looking more at cholesterol and Parkinson's, things like that. But I was very surprised that bulimia would come up, and she had over 50% of the entries in our database for bulimia. But it is a very small database. And recreational drugs was the other one. And I didn't look to see what it was. But it was the same frequency as progesterone for many of you who have followed the show. Some of the things in her chart, like her cholesterol and statins, were very high. The statins were just tremendously high, and statins are drugs, mainly niacin-based, are drugs that decrease your cholesterol. And it looks like, bioacoustically speaking, she has this dementia from too low a cholesterol, and in that case, it can be reversed if she would take care of the cholesterol issue. I don't know if any of you have seen her. She's very, very slender, very, very angular. Her bones are sticking out. So I don't know if this is the way people try to lose weight. But I saw a commercial on the TV the other day, and it said such and such will keep your cholesterol under 70. And I went, what? Because if any of you are Mercola fans, he says your cholesterol should be 100 plus your age or around there. And to have adults, and we've had them in here, where they give them so many statins that it drives the cholesterol down artificially. And as Stephanie Seneff says, it deteriorates the muscle of the body, certainly deteriorates your reproductive organs. So it's not good. Mercola, MERCOLA.com, if anybody wants to check that out. He has a chart of what your cholesterol would be. If somebody would like to volunteer to have themselves checked for dementia, you could raise your hand. And Benildi, I appreciate you volunteering. I don't exactly know what you mean by saying that your microphone doesn't have enough frequencies. Do you have a phone microphone? Are you listening on the phone to this? Because listening to a portable phone or a cell phone, both of them have distorted microphones. So Robert says he will volunteer. That will be great, Robert. Thank you. When we get there, we will certainly look at this. So I had a couple of things to show you about dementia that we have talked about in some of the shows. In 1964, Ronald Reagan gave a speech, a wonderful speech, about healthcare in America. And we took that speech and we evaluated it because, as you know, he did end up with dementia. And he ended up with a sort of schizophrenia kind of dementia. And it was zinc and choline receptors. And that was very, very similar to what Pelosi had a few years ago. There's books been written about his dementia and what's going on with it. There are some links that we can provide to you. The profile of that is on our website, probably under profiles. And when we did Pelosi's comparison, sure enough, she had the same kind of dementia. Now she has the dementia that really points to very, very low cholesterol. You can see her picture there, how angular she looks. I was trying to look to see some of the things she said. Like she said, if we don't pass the health care bill, 500 million people in America are going to lose their health care. Well, there's what, 320 million people? So, I mean, she just doesn't have her facts straight. This is what the dementia looks like. This is Hillary Clinton and some of the architecture of a vocal print. You can see these spikes coming very high on the vocal grid in the very beginning. This is Robin Williams' vocal print, and you can see these spikes are even higher. He had an added dimension to his in that his GABA receptors were very, very open, bioacoustically speaking. And so that's where he got his manic kind of personality. And this is the vocal print and the architecture of dementia from somebody that was diagnosed with dementia. It's very clear in someone's vocal print when they have dementia. But we have reversed this. We've got people back working crossword puzzles that they say have dementia. By providing enough choline and inositol and zinc and other things that they need. And this is what we're going to be doing this evening, is trying to look at somebody's vocal print to see if maybe 10 years down the road this is going to be an issue. So we're going to start with a vocal print. We're going to use Audacity, and we have tried using some of the phones, the cell phones. We've tried using different microphones over the air. Now, this one, I'm using a Polycom phone, and it's supposed to be incredibly faithful to people's voices and what's going on. So we don't use a regular phone for this when we're doing this on the air. So we would like to ask that you folks download Audacity, and it's free. And the download for this and the information is on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. Go to Downloads, go to Radiation, and there is a textbook there. And if you can't find how to send us a vocal print, by all means, just write to me, SherryEdwards@gmail.com, or go to the website and send us a message from there. And if you're having trouble, we may be able to do it with Skype for you online, but we don't know yet. We are going to do a project on fibromyalgia and see how accurate that is. So Robert has agreed to volunteer, and I've opened your mic, Robert.
Okay, yes, I see that. Is the voice print loud enough?
It's very, very loud. It's too loud, as a matter of fact.
Okay, I can moderate that down.
Back down.
Did you get it moderated down, or do you want me to do it?
You've got something going on in the background. Is the radio show still on?
No. We had somebody just come to the door. That's the problem.
Okay.
I think, is he listening to his computer speakers?
Is what, Richard?
Is he listening through his computer speakers, or does he have a headset on?
You have a headset on, or are you listening through your computer speakers?
I can turn off the... I can put a headset on, but that'll take a moment to...
Just turn your speaker off for the next 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to hit the red button, and you...
Speakers
go ahead.
Are off now.
Go ahead and talk.
And I'm gathering you can hear me. I do have a dementia problem because I'm demented with mirthful irreverence, and so that's a real problem.
Hold on one second here. How can I get him a note? He won't be able to see chat, so I'm going to have to send him.
I've just turned the speakers back on.
Okay, you're too loud.
Okay.
So we have to stop because you're too loud. Do you see how this is truncating at the top?
Yes.
Back off the mic.
Am I less loud now? No, I'll move down. I moved the bar down. Am I still too loud? Yes. Okay. I'm trying to. I think I keep trying to move the bar down. Is that too loud now? I think that may be better. I'm talking now. I don't know if I'm truncating. Oh, yes, I am. Not good. Yeah, I see that. Okay, how do I get this down lower? That's not good. Okay. Yeah,
Why doesn't Robert try backing away from the microphone?
Well, that's
more distance. Hold on, I'm going to put on my headset, see if that'll work.
Go George, he can't hear you, and I've put a note up here.
Darn, sorry to slow everything down for you.
George, can you see my message to him back off your mic?
Yes.
I don't know if this is going to work or not. Testing 1, 2, 3. No, gosh, why?
Back off the mic.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Yes, I understand. Back off the mic. I put on the headset and it hasn't.
I can't hear him at all now. Can you guys?
Nope. And he's muted, so he doesn't hear us at all. Oh, he sounds like he's far away in the distance now. Maybe not. That could have been wishful thinking on my part.
Now, is that better? Is that better? That looks like it might be better for you. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Getting better. Yeah, okay. I pulled up the volume even more. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Getting better. Let's try it. Okay. I it up even more. Okay, can you hear me now? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, I have a demented personality because I'm inflicted with mirthful irreverence. So I figured that might be good for you. We need 30 seconds. Okay, we'll try it again. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, I have a demented personality because I'm afflicted with mirthful irreverence. So let's start again and do a test on mirthful irreverence dementia because it is afflicting me terribly. I can't get out of that problem of being mirthfully irreverent. Oh, was that long enough? I hope so. Sorry to not have talked more when I should have. I'll just gab away and say, oh, this is a wonderful show, and we learned so much from you, Sherry. It's been the greatest educational experience of our long existence here in this delusional illusion that we hate so much because it's a pain in the butt, which is the mirthful irreverence coming through again. You see, I can't get away from it.
Okay, I'm going to cut out this silence here by rolling over it and just hitting the little scissors. We now have 35 seconds. We're good. So we're going to export this as an audio wave, and I'm putting it in my wave files. Robert F. I'm going to save it, and now I'm going to jump to.
You want to hear what she's saying? Oh, I can turn my mic. Okay. I'm going to unplug my headset so we can hear here, okay? Thank you. Okay, good.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go to the portal, which is soundhealthportal.com, and any of you can go on the portal and do your sound work there if you'd like. This is some of the things we were doing this afternoon. So I'm going to ask for new clients. New. Robert, where are you? Maybe that'll make him tell me. Want to put it in chat or just open your mic again?
I'm on my regular system here now, and I'm probably too loud.
Yeah, you're a bit too loud for us.
Okay, I turned down the graph on the bar. That might be better.
Yes. Where are you from?
San Jose, California.
California. Okay.
Oh, but do you want my original home?
No. Just where you are right now.
Oh, darn.
That's online for dementia. And George says, bioacoustics cured dementia. Well, it helped the person reverse it. We are just gathering data to see what will happen. We gave people what we thought they needed by frequency, sound, and we even showed them some nutrients and their reports. We asked them to take those reports to their medical provider, their wellness provider, and they could work with it based on what we found. Okay, I'm going to mute your mic again, Robert.
Okay.
So we have saved. I want to save and close this and then bring in a new voice file. I think anybody over 40 should start using this just to watch for what's happening. If glyphosate is in there or what's happening. So let's go check. Maybe we could start with Alzheimer's. That might be part of it. We could check for Parkinson's, PQRST, P.
Type it into the search.
Well, when you do that, George, you can't do multiple things because it'll only pick the one you did in the search. I learned my lesson the hard way of losing everything. So we'll look at statins, too. So statin drugs, Parkinson's dementia, Parkinson's commons, Lewy proteins might be the other one we want to look at. Lewy proteins are more of a symptom than a disease. So we'll be able to look at these all together. Let's pull just current. Oh, we might want to take long-term, too, but this gives us 25 hits on long-term, so let's just pull by current. And it'll give us a report, and we can look at what is the most significant. It takes 12 seconds for this to do this, and sometimes when I pick too many things, oh, there it's going to work. So this has a relevance of 364, 7, look at that, 728. We want to look at what is the highest relevance, the highest number. Let's turn that upside down. So it says statins. So let's open that statin evaluation. 75 hits on statins? That's hard to believe. Do you take statin drugs at all? Something is showing up 8 times. That means it's really high occurrence. 50 3%. And when you get something like 150%, it means that things have shown up more than once, the same thing. So it shows Zocor as high and low. And if you're not taking it, then I would say it's the same frequency as a muscle. Remember that bioacoustically speaking, almost everything is something else. So if you're not taking these, you can just ignore it, and you can go right down the prevalence line and look at this. But there's a lot of statin things here. Would you put it in... Yeah, all of these are statin drugs, but we should go looking and see if they are, since they're high and low at the same time, the same thing, I would think they're really muscles. But this might explain why these statin drugs affect muscles, because whatever muscle they're akin to, that's both high and low at the same time, this is probably a significant issue. Remind me to look at that again. Steve McAfee asked, what does the 250 do mean? That it's appeared, the same thing has appeared more than once, and you can see that it has. The same thing is appearing many times. Steve, that reminds me too, would you put in that wonderful link of cache of information that you put together about bioacoustics? Steve has gathered information that is significant for every bioacoustic person, and he's put it in a tiny little, a tiny URL, and just has a ton of information. Well, we didn't get much information out of the statins. When we get finished, we probably want to look at muscles, but I didn't put those here. Parkinson's, let's look at Lewy proteins. Those are high scores. Anything above 300, you're going to be looking at a high score. So Lewy proteins, 117%. What's the most significant? The stuff that shows up 5 times, 32%, 15 times. Alpha-synuclein, this is the amyloid protein, high, but here it's high and low at the same time. I would think that's another muscle, high and low at the same time. Synuclein, low, high, all of those are low and high at the same time. Amyloid beta 4 high and low at the same time. I've never seen it like this. So many things that are high and low all at the same time. That's just incredible. The body is just...
Sorry, Sherry.
Well, it's just what it is. There's nothing right or wrong in somebody's vocal prints, just what it is. It's what we do about it that makes a difference. Let's see if we get this same high and low in Parkinson's. Since the body's so redundant, if we just go in and look at the highs and lows in the muscles and give you those frequencies, especially the ones that are active right now, that's the way you can tell where to go. If your thumbs hurt and there's some nutrient that's associated with the thumb, that pain tells you there's stress there. And it looks to me like most of these are high and low at the same time. We could look at Alzheimer's. see where that's going. The most significant here is the one that appears three times. A lot of duplication in your chart. Copper transport family, high and low. Now, this was one of Reagan's issues. But in your case, high or low. Nermines, you know, high and low. So if we give you the frequencies for this, it might at the same time help some muscles. But we're going to go back and look at that. In this case, I'm going to give you, I'm going to write, get a report, and then we'll look at it. What, George?
We would want to listen to him on a proper microphone also.
Yes. Just looking at this one, Borrelli, the highest high and a low and a high.
I just listed a Google search for the headset that I have. It's a gaming headset, pretty high end. Boy, the things you can do with it for hearing and for changing the microphone. You can look it up. I've provided both a Google search and an actual Amazon link so people can know what it was I was using for you.
Well, the report's going to be as accurate as your headset is. So this is your report. And this won't have any muscles in it because I only did the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. But this is a four-page report, and I will click here and save it and come back and send it to you. It's down at the bottom there, and I can't get to it, but I will when we get off the air. But what I'd like to do is just go look at muscles and see how many of your muscles are high and low at the same time.
Sherry, did for everyone, and I sent to you also a Google search on the headset that I use and an actual Amazon page. It's a real, supposed to be a high-end gaming headset. People tell me the microphone is just incredible. So you guys have it. I messaged it on the chat board for everyone, and I also sent you the same thing, okay?
Okay, we will, Muscle Master, we'll go check it out. It may have a lot of harmonics or something in it that's being picked up. I don't know. I want to just do Muscle Master and just bring up muscles. And I think I want to pull my points by current. I think we did current already, didn't we? Yeah, I think we did current. But you can also do it by the template. Ten percent of the muscles. Now, let's look at them in how many times a muscle was high or low. Because it could be one side or the high or low sternocleidomastoid. This allows.
Your variance is only 0.03.
Okay, what do you want me to change it to? 0.01? Let's see if we can.
0.06, like we normally do for muscles.
But that would give you so much more to sift through. I'm trying to narrow. So three times this comes up high and one time low. So high and low on the sternocleidomastoid. Can you turn your head toward your chin, toward your shoulder, easier one way than the other? If I couldn't find what I was looking for, I would expand my variance. But there's too much information here. So sternocleidomastoid is the most significant one. It appears four times.
What did you want to know about my head?
Keep your chin level. and then move your chin toward your shoulder.
Yeah.
Can you move it more to one side than the other? Is it easier? Is there any pain?
No.
Well,
something you should know is I have both upper and lower dentures.
I don't know if that would make a difference. The sternocleidomastoid from behind the ear down to the shoulder. But it's high and low, so it's tight on one side and weak on the other. And with a 3-to-1 ratio, you should be able to feel the movement much more on one side than the other.
So if I pull my chin back to my neck and go left and right.
No, don't pull it back. Just hold it level.
Okay.
And can you move your head to the right or to the left more or less easier? Or is there pain?
Not any pain that I would consider pain. I've been sitting here for a while, so.
Any more mobility?
No problem with mobility.
Okay, so you just have to check that one out. It might be a frequency, I think, that it's reciprocal deals with cholesterol. Plantaris all low, all weak, subscapularis. And that's the subscapularis if you hold your hand palm down right in front of you and then try to bring your hand up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
But that's
no problem.
That says it's weak. Okay, that appears three times.
No.
You're making me look like a fool here.
I know, I'm sorry.
Okay, so bicep femoris, lowest low and high at the same time. That has to be one, and one side and not the other side. So there's a high-low. C6 is a high-low. Masseter, now your teeth would come in here, high-low, but if you have full dentures, it should be one or the other.
Well, I wonder if it's because...
Choriobrachialis, that's a golf twist in the arm. One arm, lowest low, weak, the other's high. High low. More plantaris, okay. Well, you've got me stumped, Robert.
Oh, darn. You know that I function as an energy sensitive. And stuff can work through me. So after you get done, I will sort of make inquiries, I'll say it that way, and see if I can get any information for you as to why all of this was like it is. And I'll send it to you in an email, okay?
Okay, well, everything high and low all at the same time shows some imbalance from left to right.
Yeah, I'm kind of not surprised by that, but anyhow.
Well, the other thing is that you could go on the portal and look at your own muscles. I wouldn't want you to send. How would you solve this, Richard? Test both microphones at the same time?
I would try that, yeah. See about testing both microphones. You know, I would actually have him do a... on his machine with his headset, I would have him do an Audacity recording and send it to you that way, because it may be some glitch in his connection. I've looked at I'll send you the specs for the headset after we're done. They look good, but it's about how it records, not how it looks. So that's what I would do, is to eliminate the internet connectivity and all that. I'd just have him put on the headset and record you in Audacity on his machine and send it to you to get the best response.
Do you know anything about these mics that are for gaming? Are they different?
Well, they tend to focus more on ear than they do microphone. I mean, the microphones are microphones. All they're doing is talking, so they're not looking for amazing quality. They're mostly looking at the cans or the things that go over your ears to give you big, boomy, you know, responsive sound. So mic is less important. Voice is much less important than hearing.
So with all of these really controversial findings, you think it's an issue with the mic, and we ought to test that before we assume that he's unbalanced?
Yeah, I would think so. He's, you know, he's unbalanced, but he's comfortable with it, so that's good. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I think that would be having him record locally on his machine on Audacity and sending it to you. And also, Steve is mentioning in chat that the headset specs does talk about a sensitive microphone that filters out surrounding environmental noise, so that means it does have some kind of built-in filters to remove sound around you. So who knows if that means highs or lows, or it could be clipping in a way that we're not really hearing clearly.
Okay. Well, I've never seen that before, ever. So I really want to look at it and see if we can find what the cause is, because one of the things we want to do with this fibromyalgia project and reach out to everyone who has fibromyalgia is to get them to send us a vocal print. And if that is an issue, if they're going to use that kind of mic, and we need to know, because people will just think a voice print's a voice print, and it won't matter to them. I'm trying to do two things at once. All templates. It won't matter to them whether we... I don't know how to say that. They won't take into consideration that they have to send us a good print before we can get good information out of that print. Robert, you've taken our classes. Do you have one of the microphones that we recommend?
I think he's muted again.
Okay, well, I'm going to run him through all templates.
No, I do not have the mic that you mentioned, and the expense was an issue for me. I got these at a very inexpensive price out of China, I think, originally, and that's why I got them.
Some of the microphones that we're recommending are under $20 at Amazon. If you'll go to soundhealthoptions.com and go to our shop. It says there's nothing to display here, and I just did or tried to do everything at once, checking for dementia. I think that one is $14, and then there's another one at $19.
Oh, great. I didn't realize that.
That we have tested. So if I just take... let me take that statin evaluation that just threw me for a loop here. And I want to go back and look at report templates.
I am not taking any statins at all. I don't take any pharmaceuticals.
Well, see, that's what's throwing me. So if we look at let's look at current. And now I'm going to move this over because you can't really see it. So if we run you through all of these at once, it should give us a priority of where we need to look.
My partner wants to know if beer counts as a pharmaceutical.
Depends on whether it's dark or light.
There you go.
That light beer is nothing but chemicals. That dark beer is the good hearty stuff.
I like dark beer.
So this is loading all of the templates simultaneously. And on the workstation, the soundhealthportal.com, on the workstation, we allow you access to all 100 or so templates for testing to see where you come in. Now, you can't open them up and look at them unless you rent them as something that you're using. Well, okay, it says. Let's see what's going to happen here. Sometimes at this point it kicks me out or just takes too long. Well, I should be able to click OK, and it gives me a report, but it's not doing it, and it's not circling here. So as George teaches me, you know, when in doubt, kill it. Go back to it later. Especially when you're crunched for time. Well, that's not even going to come up. Wonder if there's something wrong with my computer here. There, it's doing something. So we want to we don't want a new one. Go to evaluations and let's just look at this one. I'm trying to get it to do all of the templates at once so we can see our priorities. We had it once, and I should have taken a picture of it, and I didn't. All templates. See, it should be grabbing these, and it's not. 12 seconds here. Oh, we're okay. I see it. We're out of time. Let's see if we can get this on the fibromyalgia program. Those of you who are bearers or technicians, you can take that Saturday class for free. Uh-oh, never seen that.
Ooh. Red code. That's never good. That's,
uh-oh.
You know. Yep.
So I should just hold that and send it over to the portal
people.
Yeah, I'd
take a screen capture of that and send it to the techs.
Oh, how we get it all.
They just need to see the basic part of it. They'll know what it is.
Okay.
It's odd that it's
so
producing stuff below. Excuse me.
So, Richard, for... not Richard, Robert. For what you were doing, let's see if we can get a good vocal print of you and see what's really going on, because it's a little scary that came up the way it did. Plus, you have no muscle pain that would correlate it. So either the microphone is an issue or what's going on. Let me find my notes here. What's going on with the portal? Something is at issue. This teaches us a lesson of what we should look at. It also teaches me the lesson when all of those come up together that I should be looking at, I should take a screen view of it, especially when I'm online. So I will render this and get it up and have it tomorrow, because it takes a long time for it to turn itself into an MP4. And I just don't like to sit here for a couple hours and do that. I don't have the slightest idea what is going on Sunday. Do you, Richard?
We're talking to somebody. That's all I know.
That's good. Okay, and we do have the... I think this is the same one from last week. We do have the keynote up, and we want to tell you about that a little earlier because mold is the major issue next week, and we wanted you to get a little heads up about it. Energy this week and then mold next week. So you could get an ozone machine or something to try to take care of that before it starts in on manifesting and being in stress next week. So you can find that under soundhealthoptions.com, under In the News. So many people are telling us they can't find the keynote. We are going to put it on its own little tab here so people can find it easier. Any last words, Richard?
Always pay cash. No, I have nothing.
Yeah.
That's what came to mind.
Jerry, if you need me to, I can try to make an effort to get the voice print off of the both machines, off of the headset and off of my Logitech thing that I normally use.
If you could send it to me, then I'll check it against what we did here.
Yeah. Sorry that I screwed up your session for everybody, but maybe somehow it becomes a useful tool for you.
Yeah, it's a good lesson that we should watch out for. Thank you for being here. We'll see you on Sunday when we have another great guest.
All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. We'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye.